rent is rising around the United States. According to the real estate firm Redfin, the average rental listing sits at almost $1,900 a month. That's up 14% from last year. Cities like Miami, Austin, and New York are being hit the hardest. But Wisconsin renters are seeing monthly costs go up as well. Rents have increased by as much as 10% in some communities. We'll talk about why rent is higher than usual, how it's affecting renters, and what kind of help might be out there. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Tell us about your experience with housing. Are you struggling to find a place in your price range? Do you see rent going up in your area? Is the housing you can afford safe for your family? If you rent to people, what kind of things are driving costs up for you? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Andy Height is the Housing Policy and Program Manager with the Wisconsin Community Action Program, or WISCAP. Andy, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me here on public radio.
Can you give us a sense, Andy, of what renters are facing here in Wisconsin? What kind of things are you hearing from people?
It is a multifaceted, burgeoning nightmare for a lot of people, Rob. The American Recovery Plan Act and other pandemic relief programs have allowed up to 18 months of rent assistance. And it's been a very generous program that covers back rent, up to 3 months forward rent at a time, utilities for water, gas, electric, even internet. But we are in month 24, month 25 of the pandemic. So people that were really deeply impacted are running out of months of assistance, or they've run out. And you combine that with the eviction moratorium expiring and the wave of rent increases that has been occurring since approximately August and is now settling into people's financial reality. We've got a truly imperfect storm that people are facing.
Seen a lot of factors nationally leading to these rent increases. What are you seeing drive the acceleration of rent in Wisconsin, Andy?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of things. There's a major shortage in permanent affordable housing everywhere in this state for people at the lowest income. A, B, you know, capitalism is a thing. Landlords want to make profits. Their taxes and expenses are going up. They're raising their rents above the rate of inflation to, I don't know, continue to maximize their investment in many cases. So the city of Green Bay has seen 10% rent increases. Winnebago County, the apartment association there is reporting 30% rent increases. In Appleton, it's 31%. I was working with a disabled man up in Oshkosh. His rent went from $570 a month. New owner bought his unit. His rent is now $840 a month. That's more than his monthly SSI payment. Not sure how we're going to maneuver. There's the faith-based community used to fill a lot of gaps in the safety net. And because of the fairly generous amount of public funding, it's taken some pressure off those faith-based resources. But behind that reality is a wave of need that's going to overwhelm the faith-based and private sector funding that could fill the gaps when these program eligibility months start to wane for people.
Talking to Andy Height, Housing Policy and Program Manager with the Wisconsin Community Action Program, or WISCAP, looking at rent increases all over the country, including here in Wisconsin. You can join us if you have a story to share as a renter, a would-be renter, or someone who rents out housing yourself. What are you seeing when it comes to rent prices around the state? Call 800-642-1234. Let's bring on a caller now. Rebecca is with us in Green Bay. Rebecca, hi.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, I am just calling. I wanted to share a story. I have been living in a duplex for 2.5 years now, and single mother with two kids, and knew my lease was coming up and just called the landlord and said, just wanted to make sure you were looking at renewing. And he did let me know that he was planning to renew the lease, but he was raising the rent by $500.
Raising the rent by $500, not $2,500, by $500.
No, by $500, a 33% increase. And he had nothing to say about it other than, I have to make money.
Rebecca, what's your plan now? Are you looking for another place? Are you going to be able to pay that higher cost? What's next?
There is no way I'm going to be able to pay that higher cost. And we have desperately been looking for the last 2 months. And it is really one of these, it's sort of like trying to buy a house right now. There is very little available, and when something does become available, there are multiple applications that are coming in. And I have a fairly good income, but they are just flying off. That to be able to find one is next to impossible. I'm looking for 2 months and still haven't secured anything.
Rebecca, good luck, and thanks for sharing your story. Andy?
I mean, Rebecca, I empathize with the horror of that situation. I mean, $500 a month, I would be surprised if the property taxes increased $500 in a year, even with an increase in valuation of the property. $500 a month is, pardon my awful math, but isn't that $6,000 a year increase? I wonder, and there isn't much housing stock, but is there a first-time home buyer program that might fit? Can the Community Action Agency in your neck of the woods, NUCAP, provide some case management assistance in finding housing? When I said there was an imperfect storm, Rob, there are a lot of people who would be buying homes that are locked out because of a lack of homes for sale on the market and the incredible upward trend in the pricing of homes on the market. So they're sitting in apartment units and there just aren't available units. I thought I heard that Wisconsin is lacking 118,000 affordable units across the state. And when I talk about affordable housing, I'm talking about people from 0% of the median income to 30% of the median income. But it's just as bad up to 50% of the median income. And we're seeing thousands upon thousands of households that are rent burdened, where they're paying well over 35% of their income, sometimes more than half their income for rent. And it doesn't take much of a disruption to teeter on the brink of financial ruin because wages just aren't increasing commensurate with the cost of housing.
Rebecca, thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. Chris joins us now in Wabino. Chris, hi.
Hello, yes, I'm Chris from Wabino, and I'm trying to keep my rent down. I haven't raised it any of my renters, but just the sheer price of trying to fix things up after they move out because they've wrecked the security deposit, never even come close to the cost of fixing the stuff. And you know, there's a lot of reasons why a person's raising their rent. Some of us is great, I understand that, but some of us are really struggling when people move out. They destroy things so much. That's what all I got to say about it.
Well, and Chris, before you go, though, I've heard landlords, like anybody else who's doing any construction-related project, they're in some cases facing higher costs of raw materials or labor. Is that part of your story when you're trying to fix up?
Yes, absolutely. The price of lumber has skyrocketed, and labor has went up but very little for my neck of the woods, at least. I feel sorry for my renters because the wages have been stagnant. That's why I'm trying not to raise my rent, but it's pretty hard. You know, I'm trying to make a profit, not trying to make a killing, but I'm trying to make somewhat of a profit to put in my pocket. I'm taking risks like any other business owner.
Chris, thanks for sharing your story. Andy, I think that's especially maybe for smaller landlords, this is going to be a pretty common story that material costs, labor costs are leading them to want to or to have to increase rent, as Chris said, even though he doesn't really want to.
That's part of this storm. Chris sounds like the kind of landlord we need more of, to be honest. I don't know how to explain people trashing apartments. That makes no sense to me. I think the relationship that people forge as landlords and tenant does not have to be adversarial. We're all people. We may all be bozos on the same bus listening to the same music. But the reality is, can we work together to make things unfold positively? And if people are trashing your homes and you have to spend money to get them back in shape and rent them, that's a totally understandable form of rent increase. And I don't have an answer for human imperfection. I just think if there's relationships, positive relationships established, we have a better chance of getting through this together. I've seen landlords go to bat for vulnerable tenants with disabilities or barriers to communication where they've waited and waited to collect their rent so that they could access the rent assistance programs that were out there because they believed in them and wanted to keep them in housing. I would guess that in those kinds of cases, those renters are unlikely to trash an apartment, but it's an interesting world.
Thanks for sharing your story. We're talking to Andy Height. Andy's the Housing Policy and Program Manager with the Wisconsin Community Action Program. With us today to look at what's causing rent to increase in Wisconsin, what that means for housing affordability in communities around the state. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you seeing a big share of your income, more than you'd like, go toward rent? Has rent gone up for you? Maybe created a tough situation figuring out where you're going to live after the lease expires. If you own properties that you rent out, what do you see driving the costs for you? What questions do you have for our guest? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our look now at the rising cost of rent in Wisconsin, looking at why it's getting higher, what renters can do. Andy Height is with us from the Wisconsin Community Action Program. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you had a tough time finding affordable housing, rent, or if you're looking to buy a house for that matter, because that is part of the story, or if you've been successful, rents are reasonable in your neck of the woods. Love to hear from you. If you rent to others, what is driving your costs right now? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. Andy, for somebody in a housing crisis situation right now, their lease is ending, say, and they can't afford that higher rent now. They don't have a place. Or maybe even somebody who's facing high costs of owning a house. What kind of resources are out there? What are some first steps they could take?
The first step, if you're seeking housing, I would start at your local community action agency. You can go to WISCAP, WISCAP.org, and look at the map for Wisconsin Emergency Rent Assistance and find the agency administering the program in your area and ask about housing navigation. If you need emergency rent assistance, you can call the local agencies directly, because they can hook you up with all of the other anti-poverty programs they're running, or you can call our partner at Energy Services, who's running the statewide rent assistance hotline at 833-900-9372. The last thing I'll mention, Rob, if you are a homeowner and it's your primary residence and you're in financial crisis because of the pandemic, you've lost your job or you lost hours and you're behind on your mortgage or your taxes or your utilities or some combination, you can apply for the just launched today at 1 o'clock by Governor Evers, the Wisconsin Help for Homeowners program. Go to Home Ownership Help. That's homeownershiphelp.wisconsin.gov. That's homeownershiphelp.wi.gov, not the full spelling of Wisconsin. Sorry about that. There are resources out there. If you're in a house, we want to do everything we can to keep people in those homes. There just isn't enough permanent affordable housing, Rob, and we need to see the state, counties, municipalities, towns, cities invest in partnership with nonprofits in permanent affordable housing. You hear needs for workforce housing. You hear needs for affordable housing from the most rural communities to the most urbanized communities and everywhere in between. And if we don't make a concerted effort in investing in this infrastructure, we are just delaying what's going to be a major crisis. Permanent affordable housing is critical to everyone's quality of life, but especially young children and people in vulnerable situations who might have disabilities, mobility issues, cognitive issues, things that just make the day-to-day challenges of this world more difficult. So how do we come together with the sense of neighborhood and community to keep people in their homes while expanding the options. It's not going to be easy in this divide and conquer time, but I think it's a must that we devote time, attention, and resources to it.
Let's go back to our callers at 800-642-1234. Courtney is with us in Green Bay. Courtney, hi.
Hi.
What did you want to tell us about, Courtney?
Well, I'm going to say that I'm on both sides of the perspective here, because I have worked for landlords, some big companies that own a lot of stuff here in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And there's two sides of the story. Yes. Do landlords get screwed over when tenants move out? Do they trash the place, and did they lack care and detail while living in there? Absolutely. I see that and I understand that. But the cost isn't as high as what they're explaining. And their loans have been their loans. Their interests have been their interests. And at the end of the day, they are still making money. So that's kind of iffy and a joke on it to jump your rent so significantly high. Because I'm a single mom and I work really hard and I rent. And I worked for these landlords. And so for me to see, and I also am in the same boat. I paid $955 for a 3-bedroom, 1-bath duplex, and now it's jumping as well. So if you look at the whole big spectrum, I think some people are using this as an excuse to raise the rent to bring more revenue in. Because at the end of the day, these banks are not increasing their interest rates. They're not increasing the loan amount. So they're still making the same amount of profit.
Gotcha.
So that's kind of...
Courtney, thanks for the call. Courtney sees kind of both sides there. Andy, can we dial down the sort of assumption of an adversarial relationship? Should we dial that down?
I think that the first option is to always figure out how to work together. There is no doubt. I would imagine, because of Courtney's experience as a tenant and as a property manager, that Courtney doesn't leave units trashed when she leaves. There is normal wear and tear that happens. I think anyone who rented in a college town knows that no matter how pristine you may leave a unit, the landlord finds a way to take money from their security deposit. It just seemed like a fact of life for people I knew in places like Madison or Milwaukee or Oshkosh or in other states with college towns. And it's just a challenge. How do you establish a relationship when there's a power imbalance? Some people have a better knack for that than others. And once it becomes adversarial, it's very hard to win a power struggle with somebody who is the owner if you're the renter. So how do we avoid it? And again, I think it comes with communication styles and communication willingness in terms of both parties. And that's way easier said than done.
Courtney, thanks for sharing your unique perspective. Talking to Andy Hite from the Wisconsin Community Action Program, talking about the high cost of rent in Wisconsin. Back to your calls now. Nancy is on the line in Milwaukee. Nancy, hello.
Hey, Nancy.
Hello to you. My comment is that I own and live in a very large duplex. I've lived here 46 years. The last time I tried to rent the very large upstairs apartment, a woman and two men came. The woman was married to one man, and she said the other man was his brother. So while I was showing her this very large kitchen, and she was telling me how nice it was, I heard the two brothers say to each other, "We could get 5 sets of bunk beds. These bedrooms are so large." In other words, the brother of the husband was planning on moving his family in too. But, of course, they didn't tell me that. It was just the man and the woman making an application. But when I heard the brother say, "Well, we can get 5 sets of bunk beds in here," I thought to myself, that's all I need is 10 children in an upstairs apartment. So I think a lot of families are going to have to double up because of the high rents. And it is pathetic that our government is not providing housing for returned veterans and for young couples.
Nancy, I got you. We don't have too much time left. Nancy, seeing pressure maybe for big groups of people to go into smaller places than they normally would because of those high rents, Andy.
Sounds like a terrible situation. I don't know. Again, human imperfection is a unique thing, and it's very important to artistic processes, but it makes the tenant-landlord relationships very difficult at times. So I guess how you screen, and when somebody says that, I think it's an important thing to say, well, I'm only renting to the people on, you know, this lease. Who's going to be in here? And, you know, next, please, because I imagine a unit of the quality that Nancy was renting would have a fairly high demand for it. So I've empathized with every caller so far today.
Nancy, thanks for that call. Less than a minute left, Andy. Magic wand, what would be your number one thing to lower rents?
Number one thing is more permanent affordable housing with either a tax credit program or a voucher program where people only have to pay 30% of their income to rent. I think we move away from Section 8 vouchers and towards tax credit vouchers like the child care tax credit that was recently undone by the Senate, where eligible people would have that increment of rent paid directly to the landlord on a monthly basis, right to their savings account. And that might be a way to expand, to keep people in housing while we put our heads down and figure out how to collaborate on expanding the options of permanent affordable housing around the state.
Andy, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
Andy Height is a housing policy and program manager with the Wisconsin Community Action Program, with us today to talk about the rising cost of rent in Wisconsin and what that means for low and middle income renters. By the way, we've got some of the reference info that he mentioned to find info about rent assistance. We've got a link up at WPR.org/Central Time.